Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
Sometimes springtime on the ranch feels like the electric slide. It's like the song says, take two steps forward, one step back, slide to the left, slide to the right, crisscross. Springtime on the ranch does mean an eclectic mix of activities each day that keeps you running in all directions. You might start your day looking for baby calves bundled up like an Eskimo, and by mid-afternoon you're sweating, shedding layers while you muck out the barn, shoe horses, fix fence, or change a tire. The beautiful weather most days is making it easy to stay inspired to be outside. The show stock is getting extra attention, young horses are getting lots of extra miles, and a certain little boy is getting lots of time in the dirt or on the back of a horse, whichever he wants. The baby calves are growing like weeds, and well, I'm sure the weeds are growing too. We have received just enough moisture for the brome grass to pop, but we remain on our knees in prayer asking for more. My motley crew of cluckers are really laying, and a few of my hens have went broody. If that doesn't all spell spring, I don't know what does. That means neighborhood brandings are happening all around, which translates to feeding a very hungry crew. I'm here to help you out. This week, I will revisit the Ranch Raised recipe book and let you know some of my branding day favorite foods. If you miss an episode this week, all my recipes are on the Your Ag Network app and website. Stay safe on our roadways as farmers are getting to their fields, and get outside and enjoy this beautiful weather. Have a great day, folks, from all of us at Your Ag Network.
Parker James here for Your Ag Network and America's Hot Barn Report. Mics and cameras are packed, and I'm headed to Washington Watch in D.C. to interview the movers and shakers in American agriculture. Follow us at the Hot Barn Report on Facebook and any other social media site as we interview farm state politicians and the new Secretary of Agriculture. These reports are made possible thanks to Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Raiden Tursa, the great folks at Horizon Healthcare, and our friends at Risk Associates. Thank you for supporting farm broadcasting and agriculture.